And sticking on the subject of money, the United States has reached its credit limit, the debt ceiling. And what's happening? Chaos in financial markets? The U.S. defaulting on its debts? Armageddon? Well, not exactly, but this may be why. The Treasury Department has employed what Timothy Geithner has labeled, quote, extraordinary measures, so the government can pay its bills until August 2nd. These include, just in case you wanted to know, borrowing from the Civil Service Retirement and Disability Fund, suspending investment in the Federal Employees Retirement System. In short, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, and Peter here is sounding a lot like your average worker. But here to talk more big picture about the debt ceiling and what's at stake here is Dean Baker. He is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, and we're so grateful to have you here. So there are really two camps on this. There are the Ben Bernanke's and economists that fall in line with him that say not raising the debt ceiling, defaulting on debt for the U.S. would be catastrophe. And then there are those that seem to be, you and yourself included, that say that the bigger disaster is that the United States keeps spending this much and keeps raising the debt ceiling. So defend that.
No, I'm actually not in that.
Oh,
camp.
You're not? Okay. So
No. I don't see any problem with the United States raising the debt ceiling.
Okay.
Where I think I've differed with perhaps some of the disaster people, I've said that in a worst case scenario, if you actually had a situation where the government had to default on its debt, which would be a very bad scenario. We'd have a financial crisis worse than what we had in 2008. The economy would still be there at the end of the day. Countries go through financial crises. You don't want to do that, but we would be there at the end of the day. What I've always pointed out to people is what would not be there is Wall Street, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs. They would be out of business, which is why it's not going to happen. Because they, if we actually got to the point where this was a conceivable possibility, we're well away from that now, but if we actually got to the point where that was a realistic possibility, they would be screaming at Boehner and the other Republicans, telling them to pass a debt ceiling, get it to President Obama, and have it signed. So it's
well,
not...
according to Boehner, it seems like they're already pushing for it, but it seems that the GOP wants to get this bargaining chip of a deficit reduction commitment in the works. Do you think that's just a talking point? Because do you think ultimately they will bow to
precedent
and the demands of investors?
Absolutely, without a doubt, which is why if President Obama wants, he just says, give me a clean debt ceiling bill. I mean, it's important to understand what we're talking about is spending money that's already been authorized. So every penny that's going to be spent, Congress already voted on and approved. So it's
right.
Sort of like, you know, we sign a lease on the apartment, and then 2 months down the road, we go, oh, that's too much money, we're not going to pay the rent. Well, we already signed the lease. So no other country in the world has this sort of issue. Once you appropriate the money, it goes out the door. And if you don't like it, you don't appropriate it. And of course, Congress could vote to retract appropriations. It's entirely within their power. So it's trying to play this sort of weird game where they're going, oh, you can't let the country default, so let's, you know, cut Social Security, let's cut Medicare, whatever it might be. And, you know, my guess is that President Obama, certainly if he says, give me a clean bill, no doubt the Republicans will give him a clean bill because their backers on Wall Street will kill them if they don't.
Okay.